My concern is that without ads, that's like 95% of his magazine.
That's true.
I mean, that really leaves the letters section.
Also the front and back covers.
And the covers. But what if they can't put one of those characters on the cover?
That's true.
They might have to get rid of the covers.
That's right.
Yeah.
I hadn't thought of that.
So that would just be a page of letters, I think.
Well, there's also that little subscription thing.
Well, yeah, it would be a page of letters and a subscription card.
So what you're saying it's not a real page turner, or in any case, there aren't that many pages to turn.
Yeah. Yeah, I was surprised we picked up that last one for the Street Fighter
right
content. So I was really curious about that. And that is, I get a newsletter sent out to my house for my, for the community, you know, like the housing community I'm in.
It's like a cult?
No, it's not a cult. It's the Glen
Gary.
It's like
a cult. No, I mean, it's like, one cauldron does not a cult make.
It's the Glen Gary community, right?
Is it literally called Glen Gary?
Yeah.
Like Glen Gary, Glen Ross?
I don't know. I haven't seen that movie. But anyway, I'm trying to say I get this fucking newsletter.
Okay.
That talks about how they want to put streetlights in and that sort of thing. It is thicker than EGM. And it has no ads. It's content.
It's pure.
It's content about please pick up after your dogs because we've had a lot of complaints.
About shit.
About poop on lawns. But it's thicker than EGM. It's just, I think that's funny.
Do you have packs of wild dogs?
No, I mean,
this doesn't sound like a great community.
We have people that walk animals. We have people that walk their dogs and just let them shit in your yard and then don't pick it up. And for those of us who don't have dogs, are not dog people, and really don't like dogs very much, we don't have dogs so that we don't have to pick up shit out of our yard.
Yeah, I mean, in a way it's...
I guess they've sort of gotten around it. They don't have to pick up shit out of their yard either, do they?
Well, no, I mean, it's sort of like, it strikes me as rude, I guess I would say, like, if they came over and shit, like, if they shit in your yard.
If they shit in my yard, yeah.
Then no, there would be no question.
Right.
It'd be like, there would be no letter sent out.
Right.
It would be like, great, listen, don't shit over there. If you really, go home.
Yeah. But it's like, I have cats because they go shit in a box, you know?
Yeah.
I don't inconvenience anyone else with my cats. But their fucking horse-sized dog...
Do they ride the dog around?
Drop something the size of a fucking Subway sandwich in my yard. And now it's my fucking problem. Like, this is a foot long.
This is, like, Tuesday special?
I don't know if I should be ordering it with Parmesan, oregano. Like, it's just...
They have the Italian urban cheese.
Yeah.
Now.
It's just... It's really frustrating. And no matter how many times you say... In this newsletter, it's always like the big thing. Hey, don't let your dog shit in other people's yards. But they still do it.
I wonder if they see it as sort of like a right. Like if they believe
that I'm a dog owner, my dog can shit wherever he wants.
It's just this natural process that that they're not they're not doing it. It's not something. It just happens. Like
I understand
rain.
It's gross. Like no one likes to pick up shit, but you have a dog
that shits.
I don't like to change diapers, but I had a baby. Like, if you get yourself into that boat, the ship boat...
You have to... I don't know.
The analogy breaks down. But don't let your dog shit in my yard. Anyway.
Long story short,
I hate shit.
I am... So we still need to write a comic strip.
Yeah.
And not just talk exclusively about shit.